You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. The Israel-Hamas war is playing out in West Asia, but the ripple effects are being felt in Ivy League campuses in the United States. The latest incident comes from Cornell University, where anti-Semitic threats were posted to a Cornell University fraternity and sorority for a forum over the weekend. Now, the Sun said that one post threatened to rape female Jewish students. Another one talked of beheading Jewish babies in front of their parents. Yet another called for students to follow Jewish students home from the campus and slit their throats. The violent threats have prompted a massive response from the New York police. But the issue is bigger and not restricted to Cornell alone. Since the massacre that killed over 1,200 Israeli civilians on October 7th, several campuses, including Harvard, Stanford, and New York University, have seen protests, signature campaigns, bitter clashes involving students, professors, and administrators. What are these clashes about? Well, in sharp contrast to the American government's hawkish pro-Israel stance, several students here are staunchly supporting the Palestinian cause. Some have even gone so far as to praise Hamas, fueling never-before anti-Semitic sentiments in varsities. And I'm not the only one saying it. Even the White House is worried about the alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents at schools and colleges since the war broke out. The Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are in fact partnering with campus law enforcement to track hate-related threats and provide federal resources to schools. Listen into what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said.
Since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel, we have seen an alarming rise in reported anti-Semitic incidents at schools and on college campuses. There's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms. We're also closely monitoring and concerned by the reports of anti-Semitic threats at Cornell University. To the students at Cornell and on campuses across the country, we're tracking these threats closely. We're thinking of you, and we're going to do everything we can on both at Cornell and across the country to counter terrorism, anti-Semitism.
Take a moment and listen to this viral video.
I want this message to get to every parent who sent their kids to Columbia University and trusted their kids and their children's safety with us. I want this message to get to every parent in America who sent their kids to NYU, to Harvard, to Stanford, to Berkeley. And I want you to know one thing. We cannot protect your child. And I'm not saying this. We cannot protect your children from pro-terror student organizations because the president of Columbia University will not speak out against pro-terror student organizations, because the president of Harvard University, because the president of Stanford, because the president of Berkeley, they will not speak out against pro-terror student organizations.
That was Columbia Business School Assistant Professor Shai David I denouncing the university president's cowardice for allowing proliferation of pro-terror student organizations on campus. His impassioned video appeal, which has since gone viral, captures the essence of the hate being spewed on U.S. campuses. The face-off erupted at Columbia after some students and faculty spoke out in support of Hamas. the students called the October 7 attack just military action instead of the terror attack that it was. A Columbia professor reportedly went on to even call Hamas's actions a stunning victory. In quotes, Joseph Massad, a professor of modern Arab politics and intellectual history, had praised Hamas's astounding and incredible offenses against Israel. Now, Mossad's article led to a chorus for his removal. An online petition reportedly garnered tens and thousands of signatures. Again, Columbia and Cornell are not alone. Dozens of student organizations at the prestigious Harvard University also announced that Israel was entirely responsible for the Hamas attack on October 7th. The statement was issued by more than 30 Harvard student body organizations, just days after the massacre, that is. They condemned Israel, called it an apartheid regime, and said that the Hamas attack did not happen in a vacuum. They tried to justify it. One of the more scary incidents took place at a private college in New York. On October 25th, around 10-11 Jewish students reportedly got trapped inside the library at Cooper Union College. Outside the library, pro-Palestine protesters pounded on the doors. One of the Jewish students told a news outlet that she was crying inside the library and was scared about what would have happened if the doors were not locked. The college, however, has challenged the story. They said that the library was simply closed for some time as the protest moved through the building. Whatever be the truth, the hard fact is that anti-Semitism is on the rise in American campuses. The Biden administration is moving in to control it, but it may be tougher than it looks to rein in the divisions, especially as divergent narratives and narrow self-interests are dividing the world yet again. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadaditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.